Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. What's up, everybody? This is your daily Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right to the price, because today's a great day. Look, we're pumping. Oh yeah, pumpage. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we're down at around $61,000 range, and now we're above $66,000. And the really good thing about this, I mean, we've been talking about it for more than 2 months, that we've been sort of consolidating in a huge bull flag, and we've been making lower highs. So we had a high, then we had a lower high, then we had a lower high, and same with the lows. We had a low, we had a lower low, and a lower low. That's like downtrend stuff. But this candle breaking above this little local high at around 65,500, that's kind of like a statement. Because now, look, we made a low, and we're making a lower, I'm sorry, we're making a low, and then we're making a higher low, and we made a high, and now we're making a higher high. And this is the stuff of uptrends. Now, it's just one candle. We'll see how it plays out. But, you know, these are the signs that happen, and this is what we have to talk about day to day. All right, well, let's get to some... Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, we are so back. Yeah, here's Bitcoin in a coffin. And yeah, here comes Bitcoin back from the dead. He's like, I ain't dead. He's even going to get out on this truck and start dancing. What is this? Anyway, yeah, we are back, baby. All right, now here's Plan B. He says, historically, Bitcoin miner revenue recovers 2 to 5 months after a halving, and after that, the Bitcoin price goes vertical. And so, yeah, we can click on this. We can see this is we're just poised. Like, that's what it comes down to. And we might not really go vertical for another 3 or 4 or 5 months, but we will, and we just have to be patient. Yeah, and here's Jelly saying, the halving event signals the start of a new bull cycle, but it generally takes a while to play out. On average, it takes around 160 days, plus or minus, of chop, while we've seen around 65 days so far this cycle. Yeah, it could take a while, but be patient. The rewards are worth it. And this is, he's showing us here in prior cycles, this is 140 days of chop back in 2012 before we went vertical. And here in the next cycle was 180 days of chop. And chop just means kind of going sideways, up and down, a little going sideways. And then 180 days of chop, then boom. Last cycle, we had 170 days of chop, then boom. And so we've only had 65 days of chop so far. So that could mean another 100 days, which is three and a half months. So, you know, it's all good. It's all going. And today, the third largest Bitcoin outflow this year from Coinbase, almost $1 billion. And just 24 hours after the exchange reported a system-wide outage. Yeah, we're going much higher. And you can see, actually right behind my head, let me remove myself. You could see this big red downwick here. That's the volume leaving Coinbase. So what does that mean? Well, that means people are taking their Bitcoin off the exchange. And this is a sign of that we're going to go up from here, because during bull runs, people take their money off the exchange because they're not going to sell it, right? So they take it off the exchange to keep it safe, let the price run up. Then usually near the top of a bull run, people start putting their Bitcoin back on the exchange because they want to sell some of it, right, to take profits. And so this Bitcoin leaving the exchange and Bitcoin coming onto the exchange, these are telltale signs. They really are. So, yeah, that's good news. Yeah, another way to say it here, Carl says, Bitcoin reserves at Coinbase gets drained. Currently at around 267,000 Bitcoin, down from 418,000 Bitcoin early in 2024. And you see this blue line here, or it's like a bluish-purplish line. This is the exchange reserves. This is how much Bitcoin is on Coinbase, and it was way up here at 418,000, you know, back Actually, this is earlier this year. This is the start of this year, 2024. And now we're all the way down here under 280,000 Bitcoin. So this, the reserves are going down, and this is going to cause what they call a supply shock. There's not going to be much Bitcoin available, and people are going to want to buy, and there's not going to be much available, and that's a supply and demand thing, and then the price goes, goes up. All right, little bit of history here. I don't know if you were around exactly 2 years ago, but this is when Luna crashed. It literally went to zero in one day, and we were all watching this, right? This was kind of weird, kind of funny, but not funny, but weird. But like, yeah, it came down from, it was like $65 per coin. And then it literally went just, it went to zero, like literally went to $0.000 or something. Like it just went to zero. So anyway, this is just your reminder, Bitcoin, not crypto. Bitcoin is where it's at. And here's just a reminder, look at this. Using geothermal energy from the Tecapa volcano, El Salvador has mined 474 Bitcoin valued at $29 million. This eco-friendly initiative boosts the country's total holdings to 5,750 Bitcoin, which is around $360 million. And yeah, there's an article here. I mean, I'll link to this post, and I link to everything that I'm showing you, by the way, and you can... yeah, read this article here, goes into the details, but that's pretty cool. Using volcano energy to mine Bitcoin. Love it. And today, guess what dropped? A new documentary from Get Based. Yeah, and this was, they released it early on Noster, but now it is available on YouTube. And here's Julian Figueroa, who was just on our Bitcoin panel last week. He says, we visited four of Peru's most isolated villages to discover hundreds of people living on a full Bitcoin standard, all powered by a nonprofit organization that is revolutionizing community building in Peru. Join Isabella and me on an eight-day journey across mountains, deserts, and jungles to discover the truth behind Peru's hidden Bitcoin revolution. And here's the video on YouTube. I will link to it. It's 39 minutes, almost 40 minutes, but yeah, and I actually haven't watched it yet because I was just preparing to make this video for you, but I am going to watch this, definitely check this out. Yeah, this is, I love seeing how Bitcoin around the world is being adopted and used, because typically here in America, people are either Bitcoiners already, or most people think that Bitcoin is stupid and they don't need it. And of course, the reason for that is because the almighty U.S. dollar, that's all they care about. But little do they know, the almighty U.S. dollar is crashing and it's hyperinflating pretty much almost. Well, we'll be hyperinflating soon. We're just inflating now. It's not hyper yet, but give it a few months, all right? Anyway, this is a, check out this documentary. Yeah, and more global adoption. Is Suriname the next Bitcoin country? By the way, I don't know. Is that how you say that country's name? Suriname? I actually don't know. But here's this woman, Maya, who is a presidential candidate. And she was talking to, on the Bitcoin podcast, she was talking to Walker. Yeah, definitely check this out. But yeah, look. And she's saying, look, hopefully over the next couple months, we'll have Bitcoin as legal tender, at least under this government. And either way, I'm running in the next election. So yeah, like, think about it. Bitcoiners are going to begin being elected to offices, right? As there are more and more Bitcoiners, more of the candidates are going to be Bitcoiners. And this is how mass adoption happens. And more global adoption, the African Bitcoin ecosystem in Q2 of 2024. Yeah, if you were interested, these are all the countries that are doing stuff with Bitcoin. And it's great. I love it. I love it. That's all. That's all I wanted to show you this, just to tell you I love it. Here's a reminder to subscribe if you'd like to. And let's get into, actually, there's only a couple stories of fiat government nonsense for context, because Bitcoin solves these issues. Just in, Federal Reserve's Kashkari says, quote, Bitcoin has little practical use. It's not an investment vehicle or a currency. End quote. Yeah, this is called the Federal Reserve and all these globalist evil lizard cartel people, panicking. This is called panicking. What you're seeing right here, this quote I just read you, this is panicking. They don't know what to do. They're like, what is happening? They're like, there's this freedom money called Bitcoin. It's sound money. Everybody's loving it. And look, we as governments and we as the WEF and we as the Federal Reserve, we can't control Bitcoin. What are we going to do? Well, let's just bash it and we'll try to get people to not use it and whatever. It's stupid. Yeah. Oh, and this is some crazy news today. They ain't messing around. The plan must move ahead because the Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, has just been shot in public. And this comes only days after Fico formally and publicly rejected the WHO, World Health Organization, Global Pandemic Accord. Yeah, so he's coming out against all this globalist garbage, and he was shot. And we don't, and this, literally, this is breaking news. We don't know why. We don't know who did it. So I'm not, you know, we can't come to any conclusions just yet, but I mean, come on. Come on, right? Seriously, come on. All right, but some good news just in. Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma signs HB 3594 into law. This historic step makes Oklahoma the first state to formally recognize and protect the rights of citizens to run a node, to mine, and to self-custody Bitcoin. Yeah, this is really good. It has been signed into law. Congratulations, Oklahoma. They have protected their rights to buy, sell, transact, self-custody, and mine Bitcoin. Let's go. This is the first one. We got 49 more states to go. Let's see if we get there. Yeah, and this is important here. Bitcoin might have its ups and downs, but one thing's for sure. I'm never selling. I would do anything for love. Sell your Bitcoin? But I won't do that. Yeah, don't sell. We don't sell. So, you know, the famous Michael Saylor quote, you do not sell your Bitcoin. That's it. Especially now. Like, Bitcoin's under $100,000 and it's going above $1 million, $2 million, $5 million over time. Why would you sell now? You shouldn't. You wouldn't. This is not financial advice either, of course. But yeah, and in case no one told you today, you're beautiful. You're loved. Government is your enemy. You're alive for a reason. Disobedience is a virtue. You're going to get through this. I'm glad you're alive. And taxation is theft. Oh, I love this so much. This is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top here. Join our locals community and join our locals community. Yeah, this is where we hang out. It's free to join. Yeah. And don't forget, on Fridays at 4 p.m., we have the Bitcoin panel. Last week was awesome. This week is going to be awesome. It's a live stream. I invite other Bitcoiners. We have a nice chat. It's great. So that's it for today. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and like the video and all that. I appreciate all your positive feedback. And yeah, stay strong out there and enjoy this. This is happening. Let's see where it goes. We don't know where it'll go, but, you know, let's go. All right. I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's video. Bye.